Blog Talk Radio.
You know I love you, right? Ain't nobody got what we got.
GQ Palace Radio.
Yes. It's built from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned into GQ Palace Radio.
From 8 to 10 p.m., I sit back, relax, and listen to GQ Palace Radio, Reality and Relationship, with KL and Tiffany Belvin. It's fun, baby.
Good evening, good evening. This is Tiffany Braxton Belvin, and you're tuned into Reality and Relationship. I'm waiting for my co-host, my wonderful husband. He's having technical difficulties, so whenever he comes on, I guess he'll join the conversation. But I'm glad that you're tuned in this Thursday night, and we're going to start off the way we usually start off and talk about how my week went. It's been slow. As most of you know, I am waiting on our first bundle of joy. I've been sitting in the house every day, hoping that she comes every day. But a couple of weeks ago, actually about almost 3 weeks ago now, I was in the hospital with preterm contractions. And so far since then, it's been uneventful. The doctor said that baby KO can come at any time, and I was hoping it was the week of Valentine's Day. She didn't come. So far, she's still holding on and just moving about. I had an appointment today at the fetal monitoring because I'm considered high risk. I mean, I hate that term, high risk, but I'm kind of old to have my first child, and I'm overweight, and I have blood pressure issues, so they consider it high risk, and I do a little bit, I get a little bit more monitoring than what would be considered normal during a normal pregnancy. But I have to say I'm grateful and thank God that other than the preterm contractions, which is caused by the fibroids, there hasn't been any issues. I had my gestational diabetes test. That went excellent. My blood pressure throughout the pregnancy has been excellent. So I really can't complain. I was able to see the little one again today. It just, you know, it's so funny to be able to watch her on the screen and feel her moving around. It's really exciting, and I look forward to it every single time. The sonogram tech today tried to get a picture of her, a 3D picture of her, but she wasn't cooperative. I think when she gets here, she's going to be a little deeper, honestly, because she was covering her face, which she doesn't normally do, but today she covered her face, and then she kept moving away from the wand, and the sonogram tech couldn't get a good picture of her, so unfortunately the picture that she got was of one of her eyes with her hands covering the rest of her face. Other than that, they also had to monitor her heart rate and make sure that she wasn't in distress, which she seems to be doing fine. They estimate at this point, oh my goodness, that she is about 7 pounds, 10 ounces. So she's almost 8 pounds. She's going to be a big baby. And I don't know if you guys have seen the pictures on Facebook that I've taken at the baby shower. As you can see, I am all belly. And even my doctor looked at me and said, you know what? You are all belly. And she can't believe that I haven't gained any weight through the whole process. That's incredible, but every time I tell someone I haven't gained any weight, they said, really, I've never heard that before. But the baby is fine. The baby is healthy. She's growing. And I'm looking forward to her being here. So any day now.
You finished boring her?
Am I boring you?
So you finished boring her?
I'm sorry. Am I boring you with my baby talk?
No, I said, are you finished boring our listeners? What's up, Taxi? I'm messing with you. I know you're talking about our daughter. We good.
Anyway, I was just about to get into our weekend last week, because last Saturday, KL and I attended the second annual Ball Gowns and Bowling Shoes event, which is hosted by one of my pageant sisters, Natalie Sandy. And it's a fundraising event that she started last year, and she plans to do it every year in order to raise funds for Special Olympics. And I found out that in order to sponsor one athlete for the Special Olympics event, it's about $400. So that's not that much, you know, considering all the events that take place during the Special Olympics. I have attended an event for Special Olympics many, many, many years ago. And we had a great time. I didn't get to bowl Saturday. KL actually bowled because he was going back to defend his title for the king of ball gowns and bowling shoes. And
to do what? I didn't hear you.
To defend your title of the king of ball gowns and bowling shoes. And,
one
of course, the ham that he is, he did win last year. And he came back this year to do a repeat. So, yes, give him a round of applause. He won again this year. You are so... You are such a... Anyway, so now he has added another crown and sash to his repertoire, and he came in the door saying he wanted the crown and sash because last year's crown and sash were silver tones.
No, I came in and said y'all gonna have to step your game up this year because I'm here to take home the sash that is mine. And then when I saw that the new sash was gold,
yes,
and that the crown was gold plated, I said, "Oh, y'all in trouble now because I'm stepping up from silver to gold." And I even put a request in for next year's crown to make it platinum when I go for the three-peat. Now I'm sorry, I know I do bowl for real, and some folks don't. But if my mom laces them up and gets on the lane, she gets it too.
I have to say, because anyone who listens to us regularly or pays attention to our Facebook page, we bowl competitively. And actually, prior to the baby, I was bowling once a week with KL on the team, and now KL bowls twice a week. So we take bowling very seriously. And, of course, KL can't have anyone beat him. Even in a fundraising event, he takes it very seriously. So he brought home the crown this year.
That's right. That's right. And I'm going to come in with my crown framed next year. And I'm going to put it on the table and say, now, you want to take it from me? Do what you got to do.
Anyway.
I know they're going to bring some ringers next year. I'm not worried about it. I have to step my game up. It's going to be what it's going to be.
Of course. Of course. And I'm going to join you next year. Last year, I missed out on the crown, not by that much. This year, unfortunately, I wasn't able to bowl. But, of course, I was happy to be there to support my pageant sister, Natalie, and also to reunite with some of the other pageant sisters from Miss Long Island, USA, Miss New York, Long Island. It was a really great, great experience and a great social event, and I'm glad it's doing so well, and I hope each year that it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So congratulations to Natalie on another successful Ball Gowns and Bowling Shoes event.
Mm-hmm. And we gave away some books.
Yes, we did. Braven Publishing was actually one of the sponsors last year and also the sponsor this year. And we donated some books for raffles, also helped with the fundraising, so we were glad to do that. How was your week, honey?
Well, after I retained my crown, it was light work. But no.
Oh, brother.
I had fun. Listen, I had fun. Got a chance to do my thing. It was fun. Actually, I had a great time because, you know, a couple other dudes was out and we got a chance to talk business. And, you know, the good thing about returning to any type of events with people that enjoy having you be there is that folks get to learn who you are, what you do. And so a couple of the brothers were like, I told a friend of mine that, you know, you deal with books, and one of the brothers that was there wanted some information on a book that he was trying to work on, so I gave out some cards. Plus, we gave out other materials that we have for the business. And I think that's the underside of it, too, is that it's a great opportunity to network with folks that you may not get the chance to meet in other circumstances. So it was actually fun. And then the fact that you're raising money for a good cause and the fact that this is our second year as a sponsor, it was pretty cool. And it's a different bowling alley, but I think everyone enjoyed themselves. I could see it growing into something bigger and better, and I hope that it does, and I hope that we can play a role in it. So that was fun. School week is a school week. At this point, everything is gearing up for the test coming up in April, and then the next one is coming up after the break later on in April or early May. So that's the focus. I'm not happy. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm just not happy because I'm not happy with the new framework that they want teachers to teach under here in New York City. I'm not happy with the new accountability or the way that they judge us as teachers. because all of a sudden I went from being a very good teacher to being considered developmental. And this is the first time in my life I can say that, you know, something was said that I didn't know how to do my job effectively, but under the current framework, I am not an effective teacher. Now, of course, I would argue that till the cows come home, but I think it's, you know, like anything else, if this is the way that the city is going, I have to make the necessary arrangements and do what I have to do. But I can say I don't like being uncomfortable. I don't think anybody does. And it's not cool when you look at the framework and see that one word can dictate whether you're considered good or bad.
And that's also,
'cause if you know what you're doing.
You know, funny,
so,
people listening, that's also dependent on who you speak with. Because I forgot to mention, last week I had a hiring event. I actually had an interview a couple of weeks ago with a charter school, which is opening this September. I applied for a position on the administrative aspect of the school, and I was called back to be a part of the hiring event. And during this event, basically, all the potential candidates for the school, we get together and do group projects. They want to see how you interact with each other if you're going to be a part of the school. So in listening to the educators, the social workers, and counselors that are vying for a position in the school, I was the only educator, not the only person that was an educator. But listening to them, they kind of agree with a lot of stuff that KM and I talk about as far as the current DOE, Department of Education curriculum, that they don't believe it's the most effective, although, like KL said, the way it's set up, he's been teaching for so many years, and now the way it's set up, it's like he's an ineffective teacher. And it's funny that during this hiring event, the teachers there also felt the same way. So it really depends on who you speak with, how they feel about how teachers are being rated. So I think a lot of times when people listen to this, they say, oh, bad teacher, good teacher. Again, you have to do a comparison and what is based on, because a lot of the current educators and even the new educators that are coming into the system don't agree with how the teachers are rated now. So,
well, the thing is, you have to look at it like when you roll out two different frameworks at the same time, which is a new evaluation system and a new format that you want teachers to teach under, there can be a clash and there can be some blowback. And there was no real time to really get to know what. Yeah, like the summer, and then it was like, okay, let's start. And I think that was one of the issues too. But I mean, like anything else, if this is what they say we have to do, this is what I'm going to do. I've already lost a lot of the luster of teaching because, as I've said on numerous shows in the past, they've removed the social aspect from it. Now, I think here's the thing that's really funny is that I had an observation, sat down, caught the foot to the behind, and, you know, the principal told me I had to rate your observation developmental. So it's developmental, effective, and highly effective. So you want to be, of course, effective or highly effective. So to go through it, and I said, okay, but based on the framework, all right, no problem. But we had a photographer who comes in. He's there on a grant. He's there to help the kid to gain an attraction to photography. I happened to be filling in for a teacher who was doing something, so he just told me to watch his class for a little while. So I'm sitting in the classroom. And of course, I teach these kids anyway. So the photographer was showing the final pictures that he had taken of them. And when he put the pictures up, I had turned around, and I was looking at the wall because he had the projector up. And these pictures were incredible of how they grabbed these kids' faces and just looks. And these are urban kids, but it was just, you could see some of the pain. You could see some of the dismay. You could just see a lot. And as a poet and an author, you know, when you're a writer, anything that you see like that is going to help motivate you. And I had said to the photographer, I said, you know, you should have the kids write about you know, these pictures. Like, what do they see in themselves? He said, I would love to have them do that, but they won't settle down. So, of course, I got the class settled. And, you know, we started having a conversation about the pictures, what they see in themselves. And I noticed how they started to pull back when it came to discussing themselves. Now, I said to them, you put pictures and videos on Facebook all day, every day, grinning, skinning, and everything else. But now when we're doing it professionally, when we're looking at you and we're singling in, you look uncomfortable. Why? And then, you know, the kids started talking. So, you know, the bell rang. The photographer and I spent about 15 minutes talking because he said, I thought it was incredible the way you got the kids to take a different look at themselves. He said, I want to learn how to do that. He said, I've been here for a couple of months, and if I had known that you could do this, I would have loved to have worked under you because I learned so much in that short amount of time that I really wish I could. And he said it was his last day. He said he really wish he could stay to learn more from me. He said, I'm definitely going to talk to the principal because if they can find money for me, would you have any problem with teaching me how you do what you do with the kids? And I started laughing. I said, now here you're trying to figure out a way to be taught by me, but the Department of Ed says I'm a developmental teacher, a developing teacher. And I just said, see, that's the problem is that, you know, because he said, you know, the way you keep the kids' attention, and you had me interested because you had me looking at the photos and I took them. And I didn't see some of the things that you saw, and it was incredible because I started to see exactly what you were talking about, and I knew how I now could shape that in what I do. And then we had some professional conversations on techniques that he could use to draw the kids in, and I was explaining to him to use himself because he's from Warsaw, Poland, via Greece. And I was explaining to him that, you know, when you start to show the kids where you're from and let them get an idea of your background, they'll look past your skin color. They'll look past so much and then start to give back. That's the social piece that bothers me that's being removed, is that you've got to give kids a chance to be kids and to let themselves come out of those shells. But they'll do it when they know that there's a safety net, and they'll do it when they're interested. And if you give them something that interests them, and I said to him, you got $500 cameras, because he explained to me he brings $500 cameras in, so they're using professional resources, and the pictures show it. And I mean, these pictures were outstanding, and I was just, my mind was spinning, but I said, I would love to sit down and go something, because this is what kids need to be able to do. And I explained to them how pictures are lasting, lifelong lessons. Do you know what your children would say when they get to look back at pictures you've taken when you're in junior high school, the conversations you could have, the things that you could write? And to me, this is a piece that has to be in school. I believe that school is supposed to have that as much as the major subjects, because a kid should always be able to have an avenue of expression. But if not, why are we having them come to school?
You and I have had this discussion before as far as the educational system, and the public educational system is removing the social aspect from the school setting. And it's interesting because, again, when I spoke with my prospective supervisor in a new school, one of the questions that he asked me during an interview is how did I feel, what did I think about the balance between personal, professional, and social career goals? And I said it's like a triangle. If you remove one of the sides, you don't have the foundation or the support to keep the other sides going. So if you try to force-feed academics to say this is what we need to do because the kids need to pass a test, the kids need to pass a test, and you take the social aspect away from it, you're still failing them because they're not really learning. So you have to have some type of balance. And I even explained, it's funny because we even discussed the idea that how the teachers are rated. Even if a teacher is rated according to their criteria to have an excellent, what's considered a good teacher, that doesn't mean that your child is learning. So the teacher can be considered excellent. If your child is not learning, then we're failing the children. And I personally just think that we need to bring back some of the social aspect of it to our classroom. And I don't know if it takes a parent coming in and saying, you know, what's going on, and parents need to get more involved.
Parents aren't there. Or they supposed to be involved. Listen, when you have schools of 200, 300, and you get 10 that come to parent teachers meeting
yesterday.
Yeah, and I think I saw 11 parents.
Out of how many?
You know, 100, almost 200.
So 11 parents out of almost 200.
Mm-hmm.
That speaks volumes. And what people don't understand is if you don't show up to your own child's school to see how they're doing in the class, it looks like you don't care, especially if your child is not doing well. That's sad. 11 students out of 200.
Unfortunately, we go through this on a regular basis, PTAs don't do any better, and parents do not take an active role in schools in urban neighborhoods. It's just what it is, you know, unfortunately, because the neighborhoods wouldn't be what they were if parents took a more active role in what's going on. But as an educator, you don't stress that. You have to just do what you do, and you have to offer what you can offer, because parents, you know, you have to work around the parents. Me, I actually teach inside out. I teach the kid to go home and be able to show the parent what I'm teaching, because I teach health education, teach physical education, and things of that nature. What I do is I teach so the kid can take what I'm given, then go home and say, hey, Mom, guess what? And that's what I try to get teachers to do, is to say, look, teach so this kid can get excited to take this home. That's what I was actually trying to show the photographer. I said, you know, I gave him an idea, and I said, look at it this way. If you get the kids and you say to them, show me what the face looks like of how a kid feels about his neighborhood. Capture that face. Then say, show me the face of a kid who finds out tomorrow he's won a lottery and has enough money to take his family anywhere in the world. What's that face look like? Then you take those two faces, put the pictures side by side, and then have the kid write a story. Say, here's what I want you to do. I want you to create a story of how the kid went from that face to that face. Now, you can do anything that you want, but you have to give the story life. You have to show us why that kid has that face and why the kid now has this face in any way you want. And if a kid is comfortable enough and you get the kid to really enjoy it, you will get some incredibly emotional things, and you will learn so much about these kids, because once they have the freedom to be able to let loose of the things that are really bothering them, there is some invaluable lessons that you learn from the weight that some of these children hold. And then when you take that and shape it around something that of a talent like photography, or something that the kids can maybe now want more of, now they might start searching for it in high school and then hopefully go on to college and do more. But, you know, we'll see. Yesterday we had a parent come in, and his bottles that he brought from the liquor store are clanging as he's walking around the hallway, and I'm like, come on, dude, you couldn't lead those somewhere, but okay. But then when you got close to him, he's reeking of Georgie vodka or whatever. It's, you could definitely smell the booze on him. And then the mom is yelling out, oh, listen, I know my son is going to be held back anyway, so I don't even know why we're here. It's the second marking period. It's the end of the second marking period, and you're giving up on the child with two marking periods left. And when I heard that, I said, well, who's your son or who's your daughter? And when they said, I said, nah, my man's a good dude. He can get it together. She's like, he don't know what he's doing. He's going to be held back anyway. And then it made sense to me. Now I understand why my man comes to school and wilds out. Now I understand why he doesn't want to be bothered with some of the other teachers while he'll stay in my room.
If the parent acts like they don't care, then the child is going to not care.
But that's why we have to not worry about at home, because I can't change home. But what I could do is give that kid a safe haven inside my classroom. Him and I have a good relationship. He works hard for me in health. He works hard in the gym. He's a very talented young man. He has an athletic ability. So he's one of those kids that you foster that athletic ability, hopefully foster enough educational ability that he could actually get to high school, get to college, and then allow his athletic ability to be able to pay for it, because he has to override what he's dealing with at home. Now, doesn't mean I can save him, because he's still going to deal with the things that he's dealing with in the street, and he's still going to deal with what he's dealing with at home. But if you got your mom and her male friend, because it definitely wasn't dad, coming in with bottles, and he's already been drinking, and that's not the first time I've had parents come in and speak to me, they're drinking, it's like, okay, how are we going to deal with that? How are we going to make this work? So it's like, you know, it is what it is. But I think like anything else, we just have to find a way. And it's frustrating because I'm getting tired now. I'm a little older. It's been 16 years, actually 18. And I'm getting frustrated because the resources are drying up. So I have to put more energy into the things that I do have, and I'm not seeing the outcomes like I used to. And after a while, when you got to worry about making sure you keep your job and then trying to save someone's life, after a while, you just can't juggle both. So you have to make decisions. So like I said, I don't know how long I'm going to be here in New York, but it is what it is. So that has been what my week has been like. That is, you know, what goes on. This is the fight. And I can honestly say I pray often because I am emotionally and spiritually tired, but I can't be physically tired because the kids need me to be who I am. So they don't need to know my pain or my problems, so I don't bring it to school with me. I'm an entertainer. As soon as that light goes on, I smile, I'm whatever. And like I was joking with the kids today, because I said, listen, I might be taking some time off because, you know, my baby girl is coming. So the kids were laughing because they were like, B, you having a daughter? And they were talking. And they was like, oh, man, you can't go. We're going to beat up whoever comes in here. But I was like, no, you ain't going to beat up whoever comes in here. But I was giving them work and explaining to them that whenever I leave, you still have work to do. And I want to know that that work is getting done because I'm going to be checking whatever it is. Now, I know the kids will hold on to that for a little while. But whoever the sub is that comes in to take my place, whew, I hope they got some stuff with them. Because they're definitely going to be tested. So, you know, it is what it is. But I got to take care of you and the baby. And that's my first priority. And, you know, the kids have to be second. Many years I put the kids first. And, you know, I paid a price for that. Especially in my previous marriage, there was times. But, you know, I was already messing that up. So, but listen, it's 8:30. Let's do this. Let's take a quick two-song break. And then we'll come back, get the news, and we'll then get into tonight's topic, exercise, fitness, diet in the relationship. What role does it play? And anybody that's listening can definitely call in at 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to the host. We want to hear what role that plays in your relationships. We're going to talk about some of the positives and negatives from our viewpoint, our vantage point as a professional and as a couple. And hopefully some folks will call in and share us, you know, their situation. If not, we'll just continue to talk about some of the pluses and minuses of those three things. You are listening to Reality and Relationships on GQ Palace Radio every Thursday night from 8 to 10. I am KL Belvin. That is my lovely and very, very, very pregnant wife, Tiffany Braxton Belvin. Maybe she'll go into labor on the air. That'd be good radio. But we'll find out if she's going into labor or not when we come back in two songs. Stay tuned.
Today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying, she'll be back, but today, again I've lied.
Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow. tune in. I'm looking for a letter or something, or anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned into GQ Palace. Keep it locked.
Never met a man quite like you. All you can, making my dreams come true. You're strong, you're smart, you're taking my heart, and I give you the rest of me too. You're the perfect man for me. I love you, I do.
Seek your power, seek your power. GQ Power, GQ Power.
Quite like this. Good about myself. From my very first kiss. I'm here when you call.
Outstanding music, as always, from the DJ. I am your host, KL Belvin, and my lovely wife is around here somewhere. She got a cramp in her foot, so she's
here. I'm jogging. Here.
You back?
You know,
I
have to
touch your foot off there for a minute.
I had a moment during the break. Actually, it started before the break that I caught a crazy cramp in my foot with my toe, my whole foot. It felt like it was on fire. I asked my dear husband for some help.
I did help you.
You have to walk it out.
I did help you.
Run it out.
I did. I gave you the information on what to do. I mean, I could have chopped it off like Herschel in The Walking Dead, but then, you know, you'd be around here footless.
I'm like, I'm walking around here in pain. And he said, walk it out. Stretch the foot. Bend the toes.
That's right.
If I could do all of that, my goodness.
I'm just saying. I had to help you out. Well, listen, before you go into the news, we have T on the line, I believe. T, are you there, darling?
Hello.
Hey.
How are you two doing, and little Kaylee?
Okay.
She's about ready to come on out here, ain't she?
Yeah, almost.
Tiffany, listen, sweetheart. I know you wish she would come like right now. But guess what? She like an apple. She ain't falling off that tree till she get ripe.
True.
I'm trying to tell you.
True.
Go ahead and do what you got to do. Just go on, jump out of there and stop playing.
You wish it was that easy.
I'm ready for her to come so I can get to going and do what I have to do. But I'm keeping patient.
So how you been, love?
I'm blessed. You know, we all been through our trials and tribulations, but hey, I'm blessed, and I'm not gonna complain. All I can say is I'm blessed.
Well, you're still standing, and so the good thing about you have a chance to do the things you need to do. I think we all go through the various things that we have to go through.
Yeah.
But again, it's what's needed to make us tougher and where the Lord needs us to be.
Yeah, and I just wanted to definitely call in and give, you know, my family some love and everything like that.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Well,
yes,
see, while you're on,
yes,
let the folks know who you are and where they can find
you. I am T, one of the hosts for the Diva Squad. We are on Wednesdays from 7 to 9, so, you know, the same way that they get down on Thursdays, the rest of the days, we get down like that too on Wednesday. So, you know, check
exactly.
us out. Check us all out.
Same station, same phone number, same
everything.
Form. What you do, the same format. Call in, let the host know that you want to speak to the ladies, and you can definitely jump in on whatever subject they're talking about. And also the same phone number. So if you happen to leave the house and you still want to listen to the show on Wednesday, just call in from your phone, and you can listen from your phone or from your car. So either way, you can reach the different shows, and GQ Palace has a large umbrella that shows on that every night. Make sure to tune in. Same channel, same phone number, different programming for each show. Find one that you like and just settle in and enjoy.
Yes, because we got something for everybody, even to the spiritual, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to listen to nothing else, we got the sports. We got everything. Whatever
you
need, we got it for you. All
you
got to do is pick up the phone and dial that number and push that one. We got it for you.
Exactly. As I said last week, these are the things that we have to support, because if not, we're going to keep getting the same things fed to us that we get on other stations, and we need changes. We need different folks. We need to hear different opinions, different ideas and mindsets.
So what are you guys talking about tonight? So let's see if I can chime in up on something up in here.
We are going to be talking about the role of relationship in the diet, fitness, and exercise and diet in the relationships, because a lot of folks do not take that as serious as they should, and they do not understand the impact that it has on the relationship itself.
Uh-huh.
And so we wanted folks to share their ideas of what the goal, exercising and fitness and everything. Actually, we're about to do the news, so that's what we're going to cover is the news.
Okay, but I want to say something about that. What if you're not in a relationship? Well, then what type of diet you need then?
Well, that's a great question. Well, think about it. If your diet is horrible, why would a dude, or in this case, if you're a young lady, why would a guy or a woman want to get with somebody who exercise routine or diet or fitness is non-existent? Because if you're a mess in that area, it's going to flow over into the other areas. It's going to flow over into the other areas of your life. And
mm-hmm.
you have to make sure that you have that in force, because, again, it shortens your life. It creates other problems. And for someone to come into that and try to be your significant other or work towards that, and
uh-huh.
even just for your own just listen, if you're single, listen. Then it's about your family. It's about you and your family. You want to be here for a long time for your family, even if you don't have
a significant
other.
That's
true,
KL.
These are the things that's very important, and you need to know what your, where you are, you know, whether it's weight, whether it's internal, whatever's going on. You need to have an idea of that and be able to do something with that.
I know
a lot of people don't take care of that.
It's funny that you're talking about that because my little pea brain has been pondering on this for a minute now, you know, because I was told that, you know, if I do X, Y, Z, then I don't have to worry about the blood pressure problem anymore. I don't have to worry about the diabetes problem anymore. You know, and I know for a fact that if I do these things, that it will improve my health. You know, and I am actually getting ready to start the, what's that, the little green tea thing, doing the little blending and everything like that. The smoothies.
I bought one the other day. Well, actually, I didn't buy it. It was a gift given to me from a friend in Atlanta because I have been working out and I have been doing the things. Actually, I lost, so far, 17 pounds. I'll find out.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. I'll find out what the total is tomorrow when I go to my doctor for my regular visit, but I don't really worry about the scale. And the one thing with the Nutribullet I have, I get fresh vegetables, carrots. Actually, the one I've been using lately, I actually have a smoothie in there now. I got to finish up for dinner. I use spinach, carrots, bananas, and frozen berries, and orange juice, and it's fine. And I'm going to start working with some other vegetables. And I started going to the gym. And I wasn't going to wait for anyone to tell me I had to go do it or something. But it's what you need to do for yourself. And the self-motivation has to come from what is the actual goal for doing this. And everything in your life is repaired through your health getting better.
You know,
even your vision gets better.
Oh, you know what? I don't even want to talk about the vision because I just come from the doctor, optometrist today, and they put me on drops and everything because the left nerve in the back of my eye is much larger than the right one, and I'm having problems with my peripheral vision.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like she says, that if I don't continue to do these drops, that it could be devastating, you know.
God knows,
I have a friend that has a grandson that was born blind, you know, and this kid, he is just, he's awesome. He sung at this Black History program on Friday, but, you know, all these things that I'm going through, you know, I know that if I start doing the right things, you know, I think my vision is a little bit too late for that. I will have to wear glasses.
Your vision will, you can wear glasses, but your vision actually clears up too because as you get in better shape, the blood flow changes and takes some of the pressure off the eyes. It takes pressure off the body in general. And the eating right and the vegetables, especially when you're juicing the vegetables, it strengthens parts of the body that you just can't do on your own. And so most of the things that folks suffer from most are curable through diet and exercise. It's just the hardest thing is staying in.
I also have, actually, it's an ex of mine from years back. This guy, I know he almost weighed 400-some pounds. Last year, he just started naturally dieting, going to the gym, things like that. You would not even know who this guy is now. I mean, he's lost, I think his total was like 130-some pounds in a year. And yesterday he posted up on his page, stop eating crap. The C is for carbonated drinks. The R is for refined sugars. A is for, I think it was artificial food. And the P was processed foods. He looks so good. And he told me, he said, T, you wouldn't believe how I feel. He said, I feel brand new, you know. He said, I'm just waiting. He said, right now, He said, I'm almost able to fit my whole body in one leg of my old pants.
Oh, yeah, without question. I mean, the hardest, once you can clear, I mean, the thing is, like anything else, one of the things I had told Tiff, I have a degree in physical education. I actually have a degree in movement, body movement, body design, and health education. So it made no sense to have to hire somebody to teach me what I already know and what I teach in school on a regular.
That's true.
The biggest
That's
thing
true,
is
Kale.
Staying away from things that are white. And I'm not saying it racially. Staying away from things that are white. White sugar, white bread, white potatoes, anything that's white because it's been bleached, it's been stripped of its natural nutrients. When you get to things that are of color, stay away from anything white because if you look at the things that are white bread has been in white flour. If you get back to whole wheats, if you get back to wheat flour, and you can get back to colored potatoes that have a little higher in vitamins and minerals and proteins in it, and, of course, vegetables. Now, most people, for whatever reason, do not like to eat vegetables. So if juicing them is going to help you add the vegetables to your daily diet, fine. Whichever way is going to get them into your system, get them into your system because the colors in the vegetables, from the leafy greens to the different colors, all have a process to do inside the body which helps. But exercise is the key, and the exercise is not difficult. I think what a lot of people do, and I know what I had done, is that we start to equate exercise to who's around us, and the two have nothing to do with each other. I was staying away from the gym because I just didn't want to look funny when working out because I was a big guy. And then I said, wait a minute, but I go to the club and shake my behind around some of these same people and
exactly,
I go do whatever.
Exactly.
And I said, you know what? Forget that. So I got my iPod, and then even when my iPod broke, I just took my headphones with me to the gym. I logged in, and I would just put my headphones in, and I'd sit there and watch TV, the same television I'd watch at home sitting on the couch. I watched walking on a treadmill, and that allowed me to do what I had to do. So here I'm watching the same television show, but I'm getting in my cardio. So I do my 1 hour of walking. I start off with a five-minute warm-up and then a three-minute cool-down, and then I do a strong 30, 35 minutes, and then another five-minute cool-down. Then I do another 15 minutes, another five-minute cool-down, and I've done my hour, and I'm good. And then by changing the diet. Also, if it doesn't grow, don't eat it. It's real simple. When people go, well, I don't know what's processed. I don't know. It's simple. If it doesn't have a heartbeat and if it doesn't grow, don't eat it. Because if it doesn't have a heartbeat and if it doesn't grow, it had to be processed.
Uh-huh.
So if you get a whole chicken, that had a heartbeat. Bake it and eat it. Greens, apples, fruits, they grew. Eat it. Potatoes grew. Eat it. But if you know the chicken patty, well, where are you going to get that from? It had to be processed into that. A Twinkie. Ain't no Twinkie trees out there.
Right.
Ain't no Oreo trees out there.
You know what? And I thank God that I'm not a sweet. I am not into, like, sweets. I've never really liked bread, any of that. You know, brown rice is the hardest thing for me to absorb. And actually, if you and Tiff, you would look on in the forum. I just put a picture up of my friend, of him from 1 year to last year to now, and look at this guy. He hits the gym faithfully 2 and 3 times a day, during his lunch hour, you know, from work, in the morning, late nights. He's determined, and it has paid off. If you look at that picture in the forum in GQ Palace,
that's it.
He has really, really made a big, tremendous. And this is in a year.
It doesn't take long. The heavier you are, actually, the faster that you lose weight. The key is, one, keeping it off. Yeah, the heavier you are, the faster you lose weight. And a lot of people don't realize that. Also, drinking water. I just had a conversation. I'm in two different fitness groups on Facebook, and so I try, and that's another thing, too, is by engaging yourself with other people who are like-minded, it helps, too, because now when you got other folks who are following you and checking you out and doing the things you need to do, it helps to keep you motivated. Well, one of the things I just put, because I think the woman had asked, how much water should you drink in a day? And I said, you know, most people say 8 glasses because that's what they were taught. In actuality, it's not 8 glasses. It's half your body weight, half your body weight in ounces. So whatever you weigh, half your body weight in ounces is what it should be over a 24-hour period. Now, most people will see that and go, I can't drink that much water. Yes, you can. But the idea, what's up, Dad? You there? Tiff, you there?
Yeah, I'm back.
So when you can drink that much water, because let's say you're a female and you're 280 pounds. Okay, that's 140 ounces over a 24-hour period. Well, a 10-ounce glass of water, that's 14 glasses of water. Okay, well, that may seem like a lot, but that's seven times two glasses of water. Okay, so if you sleep 8 hours, there's 16 hours in a day. Okay, if you every 2 hours you had two glasses of water, you had your water for the day.
So wait a minute.
Yeah.
Say that again, KL. So saying that any, well, the man and woman should get how many glasses? I know they say eight.
It's no longer eight glasses of water, because you got to understand that how is eight glasses going to be the same for everybody else that it actually regulates? It doesn't. What it is, whatever your weight is, half of your weight.
Wait a minute.
In ounces.
Half of my weight.
And that's what you have. The reason why is your body will take what it needs, flush out the rest. But the body needs the water, and the water actually cuts down on wanting to eat. Because sometimes we have cravings when the body only needs water. And we read those cravings as, I'm hungry, when actually the body is just signaling that it needs more hydration. So by adding that amount of water, the skin needs it. The organs need it.
True.
The body needs it. And now whatever the body doesn't use, you go ahead and go to the bathroom. And going to the bathroom on a regular is not a bad thing, because it helps the kidney.
No, it's not.
No. When I say no, listen, it's not a bad thing. But what happens is folks will, I'm not going to go now, but going to the bathroom regularly helps the kidneys work. And the kidneys flush out the impurities. The liver flushes out the impurities. So once you have these things working on a regular basis, and now you make the subtle changes to your diet. Now, the difference is fat tastes great. We know this. But you don't have to add to it. You don't have to dip it in oil. Just put it in the oven. You're still going to get to enjoy the meat. It's just not going to taste the same as if you fried it. So, but you have to learn. And another thing I hear people say, but it just tastes so good, I can't have it. First of all, your mind controls your taste buds, not the other way around. But our taste buds make us believe that we can't do without. Like, I've heard people go, I can't eat a cheeseburger. I can't eat a hamburger unless there's cheese on it. What's going to happen if you don't get the cheese? You're going to die?
nothing is going to happen. I mean, it's still a burger. Yeah, and I thank goodness that I'm not a cheese person either, you know.
But these are the things that, you know, little changes. And also educating yourself is that make sure that you have a website. Now, I'm going to give a website that I use, that I've used when I'm teaching. I use for my own person. SparkPeople.com. S-P-A-R-K.
Wait a minute. S-P-A-R-K.com.
SparkPeople. SparkPeople.com. And the one good thing about this site is you can spend days trying to get all that information in, and you won't be able to take it all in. But it's a great place to get quality information, quality articles, quality videos. You can set up your own personal page. You can even set up your own goals to be able to check in each, see if you reach your goals. You can chart your water intake. And there's menus if you want to download menus. If you just say, well, I want to follow something. There's groups if you want to join groups where you can talk to other people who are trying to go through the same thing that you're going through. The site is tremendous, and it's free. So you have to start using the information that is out here to help us, because people will pay for trainers because they want somebody else to show them how to do it. I say start off doing it for yourself. And then when you get to that point that you need assistance because you don't know what else to do, then look for a trainer, because now a trainer can say, well, tell me what you've done. Well, I've been walking, and I've lost maybe 10 or 15 pounds, but I'm not sure what else to do, and I changed my diet, but, you know, I don't know what else to do. Now a trainer can take all that information and say, okay, you did good here. Keep doing this. You need to change this, and I'm going to show you how to work out, which can then increase what you do. Because you're going to find that we spend so much money for things that we don't need, as well as we spend money on things that we eat that we definitely don't.
I agree. agree.
And
that was so helpful. A great topic, too.
If this gentleman here is the person that motivates you, talk to him every day. Start as he talks to you about what he does. Start explaining to yourself how that's going to look in your own life. I talk to a couple different people daily to see how they're doing in their workouts, see how they're doing. They push me. When I go to the gym, I put on Facebook that I'm at the gym so folks know I'm there. Actually, I got away from putting that I'm at the gym. I got to get back to that so folks know I'm there. I'll take pictures of the things that I'm eating so we can actually share that, because the more people that are connected to what you're doing, the more motivation that you have. And it helps on those days that you go, you know what, I'm going to eat this whole turkey. I'm going to eat 17 sandwiches. You know, you start thinking, but you know what? I just told so-and-so I was going to go to the gym, or just got on yesterday and I heard my friend and he was struggling. I don't want to do the same thing.
I have a question, KL. What if a person is not able to go to the gym? What would you recommend? If they don't have, like, it may be a transportation problem or whatever the reason is, what would you recommend?
You got feet, right?
Huh?
Exactly what you're doing. Say what about
but no. Honestly, I'm saying, what? And I'll use myself as an example.
I got you. Listen to me.
Okay.
Professor told me, go buy a good pair of running shoes. All right? Step outside the door. Pick a direction. Walk for 20, 25 minutes in whatever direction that you want. And then turn around, and come back. Now you got your 45-minute walk in. But if you just started, 10 minutes. Just walk out your house 5 minutes. Walk out your house for 5 minutes, and then turn around and walk back. That's a 10-minute walk. And then each day, we'll do that for a couple of days and then extend that. Just get your body moving.
Okay, but now, with the weather being as crazy, so, like, maybe, like, because I've like put on line dances.
Okay, you can
and
do that.
I would do like two or three line dances.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. You answered your own problem.
Line dances is a good form of exercise.
Okay. You can buy Tybo. You can get any of these video games.
I have the Sean T video.
Which one? Which one? Insanity?
Just the one that you don't get on the floor, you just work out.
Hip-hop abs.
I think that's what it is, yeah.
That's cool. The only thing is you got to remember is if you look at his videos, there's nobody of size in the videos, and you might wind up hurting yourself trying
exactly,
to see some of the folks.
Exactly. It is a disappointment. Like,
thing,
you know, when am I going to get down to those people's size?
I'm going to give you go to half.com.
Half or half?
JLF, half.com, because it's where I get a lot of my videos, DVDs. You can get them for cheap prices. People are emptying out their house and selling all their stuff.
Uh-huh.
When you go there, if you put in, like, fitness videos, just type in fitness video. What I look for is anybody who has a 99 or 100% rating from the stuff that they sell. That way I ain't got to be dealing with, you know, my money getting taken or whatever. You can buy used workout videos that you can put on in your house, so if the weather's bad or whatever, like Tybo, I have Tybo Cardio, and then I have the regular Tybo.
Wait a minute,
Tybo Cardio, or just the regular Tybo, and Tybo is one of the excellent aerobic exercises that you can do in the house, which is fantastic. Baby doll, you have anything you want to ask T while we're on? You want to jump in?
Yeah, actually, T, the picture that you posted of the guy, does he live near you? Or
He's in Maryland. He's in Maryland, PA. Wait a minute. Is it the Maryland? It's either he used to live in D.C. and Maryland area, but he's like in the, I think it's Maryland, PA area right now.
Right.
And he has made oh my God. And I talk to him just about every day.
Okay, because the reason why I ask is because to answer your question about what if you don't have a boyfriend.
Okay.
That you can find a friend, a workout friend, somebody that you guys can make the commitment to work together, because I was reading Fitness Magazine, and they basically said that when you have, like, an accountability person when it comes to just working out,
mm-hmm.
you decide every day I'm just going to walk, or every day I'm going to get out and do some type of physical activity, you're 94% most likely to stick to that routine if you have someone to do it with and you're not doing it alone. So even
right.
if you don't have, you know, a love interest to do it with, if you can find a friend or somebody that you know that's out here working out, you say, you know, I want to join you, you know, it'll be to your benefit as well. So
exactly. And see, that, you know what, I've always wanted, because it's like a competition to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's do this together. And
right.
I, my thing is, if I've got somebody doing it with me that's, like, right there at my disposal, then I'm going to work harder because I want to be the breadwinner. It's honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. I've had companions where, you know, we did it together, and it was beautiful. But when
right.
I find myself trying to do it for myself, you know, I'm like, oh, I ain't doing this today. Shoot, I don't even want to do it today. You know, you get discouraged.
I got you. But at the end of the
you
day,
know?
You still have to
but,
get
but,
past that.
But I also
got to
think about me, my health,
and
day, like you say, my family. I want to be here. I want to be able to run with my grandkids, you know,
there you go.
Without the first 5 minutes.
Hold on,
baby.
How old are your grandkids?
Wait a minute. Let mama catch her breath.
How old are your grandkids?
The oldest one just turned 7 yesterday. Okay. I got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. So, you know, I want to
perfect
be there for them.
A perfect workout partner. Go to the park. I'm dead serious. No, I'm dead serious. Perfect
but,
workout partner.
But they're
partner.
Not here with me.
Where they at?
2 of them are in West Virginia and 1 is in Philly.
Okay. So again, perfect workout partners. Call them
okay.
and tell kids. They're going to remember. Say, listen, grandma's trying to work out. I need you to remind me to work out. So make sure you call me. He's there every other day, whatever. Now, you'll get tired of them calls. Now, if you're comfortable lying to your grandkids, that's what it's going to be. When they call and say, Grandma, did you work out? And you sit there going, yes. Well, then that's something you got to work out with your maker. But the good thing about it is that if you get the kids involved and say, look, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to call Grandma every couple of days and make sure I'm working out and talk to them and tell them why you're doing it, especially the 7-year-old. Because the 7-year-old will actually remind himself, let me call Grandma and see if she worked out. Did you work out? And the fact that you can lead it up to when you see them. So if you got a trip to see them coming up in 3 months, you can say, well, Grandma's trying to get from here at this point with my weight or whatever to this point before I come see you. Now, that gives the kids something to check on. Grandma, I know you're coming in 2 months. How are we doing with the working out? Because now you have something to push you, to motivate you.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it still comes down to what you're doing for you for whatever reasons that work for you. So if a partner can't go that day, you still got to be able to go. Now, this is where the internet is very important. Put out the word on your page, because I know 2 years ago when Tiff and I had put out that we were having that we were going where we lived in Queens at the time.
I remember that.
We had the first time we had 3 or 4 people come up, but then we had a regular couple come and was joining us pretty much for the most part, and we had a couple other people who weren't walking with us at that part but was walking somewhere else, and then would check back in and say, I was doing it tonight with you. And I have friends, like one young lady is in Louisiana, another good friend of mine is in Philadelphia, and her and I check in on a regular, and actually she's the one that runs one of the fitness groups that I'm in, because she's an author also, Julia Press Simmons. She makes her whole routine available to everybody around her because she draws her motivation from the folks that are in the group that's, you know, complimenting her. And she's lost a tremendous amount of weight herself. So the focus is you, whatever you can to motivate you, you get the people around you knowing what you're doing, so this way they can push. Because after a while, you don't want to look suspect to the people that you talk to. You don't want to tell all these people that you're doing this, you're doing that, and then there's no results, or you're not doing anything.
True that.
Because you got to push yourself past that. Because at some point, you just got to put your foot down and say, I got to do this. And to do this is anything. Even if it's a 10-minute walk. Even if it's Ty Bo, Sean T, for 10 or 15 minutes and be tired. But you push yourself. See where that limit is. Say, okay, I know. Like here's, I'll give you an example for myself. When I do the 5 minutes and then I do the 3-minute cool down. When I finish the 30 minutes and I finish the 5-minute cool down, I know at that point I'm going to want to quit. Because I actually go, I did about 40 minutes. I'm good. I got 45 minutes. I'm good. I should just get off here. And then I catch myself and go, nope, let me do this next 18 minutes. Because this next 18 minutes will push me over the hour, which is what I came here to do. And so I do the hour. And that's what I set out to do at the gym, an hour of cardio. So I'm not getting off this treadmill until I do hour. I don't get down to go to the bathroom. I have my water right there in the container next to me on the treadmill. I'm not getting off this treadmill until I do an hour. Because if I give in while I'm there, then I'm quitting even at the gym. I'm not going to do that.
Wow.
And walking doesn't cost anything. Walking is just inexpensive, but great exercise because whatever you weigh, multiply that times 4 because that's what gravity actually puts on the body. And that's what you're carrying around for a good hour. So as your muscles get stronger and as your body gets stronger, muscle and fat can't occupy the same space. So as your muscles start to grow, fat has to be burned to get out of the way. So it's not that difficult in terms of what's going on inside the body. It's what's going on inside your head.
Okay.
Because once you start doing it, and muscles that you haven't used now are activated, they require energy. And that energy comes from the fat. They start to burn that fat to be able to fuel that muscle. So the more that you keep doing, the more fat that it starts to burn. And after a while, you have to keep doing more because the muscle wants more. And if you get into it, now this is what happens. And most folks, if they can stay with it and then they start to see the results, they want more. It can be like a drug at some point.
Well, you guys pray for me if all go well. Hopefully in the next, I'll give it 3 months. I will be with the oldest grandson, and I will be able to do these activities with him, if all goes well.
Well, it's going to go well. You're not going to speak in negative terms. It's going to go well.
Oh, yes. You're right. Speak on it, but I'm going to be there with him.
Okay. So in 3 months, you're going to be up to an hour a day. You're going to start with 10 minutes a day now, and in 3 months, you're going to be up to an hour a day. That's your goal. 10 minutes a day for the first week, then double it up to 20, then double it up to 40, and then once you get up to an hour, stay consistent for an hour. So do 10 minutes a day for a week, and then once you get it to 20 minutes, do that for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And when you double it into 40, do that for 3 weeks. And then from there, make it the hour and just go straight for the hour until it's time for you to go see your grandson.
Sounds good. Well, I would like when I say if all goes well, I will be, we will be united. You know, I will be living in Philadelphia with you.
Okay. Excellent. Okay.
Yes.
Well, listen, I will wish you well. I'm going to pray for you. But
I enjoy talking to you guys and keep up the good work and congratulations.
Thank
and, Chip, I'm going to say to you, because I know what it's like, I'll be glad when Miss Little Kaylee comes out because I know what it can be.
K-L. Actually, it's K-L, not Kaylee. It's K-L. She's named after Daddy.
Oh, Lord. Poor baby. Poor baby.
Wait.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh. She's a female version. K-L, baby.
And she looks like she's going to be a little big woman, too. A little big old lady.
Yeah. They said, according to
the sonogram,
she's going to be a little chubby one.
Hey, they've been the best kind, though. But congratulations to y'all, and I wish y'all the best of everything. And I enjoyed myself tonight. It's been a while.
Thank you.
Thank you, definitely.
All right, love you guys.
Love you, too.
Right,
have a good night.
All right, you too.
Have a good night. That is Steve for the Divas on everyone. Make sure you tune in Wednesday night. That is T from the Diva Squad. Make sure you tune in Wednesday night from 7 to 9. Check her and the other ladies out, and they're going to enjoy yourself when you do. And, you know what, she brought up a good point in talking about the single folks. We weren't trying to leave out the single folks, of course, because fitness is really an individual thing, but it's definitely something that can be shared and enjoyed by as many people around. But you still have to start individually with yourself. You have to start where you are and doing the best that you can. I think one of the biggest things that I have noticed in myself right now in making an attempt is that I know when I haven't done the things that I've needed to do. Like in the last couple of weeks and getting Tiff back and forth to the hospital, I wasn't going to the gym as much as I should have. And I had just told Tiff I got to get back to my regular routine. Is that you don't want to lose that focus. But the one thing I do want to say to anybody that starts working out and whatever you do, don't get tied to a scale. Don't get drugged out by your scale. Don't start jumping on your scale every other day, every week, and saying, I didn't lose anything. I didn't do this. Stop.
You know, I know people weigh themselves several times a day. And
yeah, I know.
It defeats the purpose. It's totally mind-blowing. There's no reason why you should weigh yourself several times a day, especially your weight fluctuates throughout the day. So you may
need to weigh yourself once a week unless a doctor prescribes you to. You don't need to.
Right.
You really don't. You really don't. Just take
the
exercise.
But people are slaves. Actually, I worked with someone. She was a slave to the scale. And
yeah, I remember.
She got down to 103 pounds, and then she wanted to be 100. So she got to 100 pounds. And for her height, 100 to 150 pounds, it was good. But as soon as she saw the scale go up those 3 pounds, it was psychotic. It was crazy. Oh, I got to lose these 3 pounds. 3 pounds for someone that small, it doesn't make a difference. You know.
Remember that water retention and other things come into play. You can't, your body does fluctuate from time to time in the things that you're doing. And I think the thing that you have to understand is keep your focus on why you're working out. Make sure you go to your doctor first. Let me say that first. Is go to your doctor and tell your doctor that you want to start doing the things necessary to get healthier. First of all, your doctor will give you suggestions based on what he or she knows about your physical position at that moment. They may say, look, I want you to stay away from this. I want you to stay away from that. Also, when it comes to diet, never be scared to seek out a professional. I always find it crazy that folks who do not want to go see a professional nutritionist, most of the health plans that folks have will allow them to go see a nutritionist at no cost. Now, if you go, well, I don't know a nutritionist, well, this is where you have tons of free resources out there. And I just gave one earlier, sparkpeople.com, because I like Spark People because the information is readily available, it's easy to read, and it's to the point, and it doesn't give you a whole lot of fluff where you're sitting around trying to figure out, does this make sense? And it then gives you other resources to use to aid you in what you're doing. But at the end of the day, it comes down to what you choose to do. When my friend had purchased the NutriBullet, she said, well, you know, I know daddy is getting healthy, and healthy daddy is good for a healthy family. And it was sitting in a box, and I don't know if I was waiting for KL to be born, and I was like, wait a minute, it's sitting here. Let me get started. And it wasn't bad.
No, it
wasn't a couple of weeks. It was about a week. It sat there for a couple of days. Like, I got it the week before. But the thing was, I found that I was able to, like, I realized I like fresh vegetables a little more than the frozen ones. But in doubt, I'll use the frozen ones. And then, you know, you play with it. I tried just some bananas, juice, and the frozen berries was pretty good. I tried the frozen berries in some water the other day. Didn't like that. And so I'm going to try some of the other vegetables and other fruits, and I'm going to try to figure it. Now, some of my spiritual brothers and sisters, they're fasting starting March 8th, which is the next weekend, and they're going 40 days. Now, I'm honestly going to pray about this. I think I'm going to attempt this 40-day fast. And it's no meats, no breads, no refined sugar. I think there's a couple other things. And I think I'm going to try this. Now, I'm going to be going through withdrawal and some other things like that. But it's something I think I'm going to try, as well as reclaiming my workout regimen and going to the gym as I was. You know, I'm not going to lose that and definitely put that in place because I got a long way to go. And for myself, I only get on a scale when I go to the doctor to be checked out once a month, once every 2 months. I'm not worried about the scale. So when people go, how much you trying to lose? I don't care. I just have some articles of clothing that I want to wear. And when I get to those and I can put them on and they're comfortable, I know I'm right where I need to be. And then I'm going to choose some other clothes. And I'm going to work to see how I get it to those until I get to a point that I'm like, what? I'm in an extra large? What?
That's what I'm
thinking.
Is that don't get fucked in of what you feel.
Doll, I can't hear you. Fix your phone.
Mm-hmm.
No. I don't know where you moved or what you did. But anyway, well, I said this playing with her phone. I think she in there doing the nay-nay. But, no, I cannot. You might need to hang up and call. Just that. Try another line. But anyway, so in relationships now, let's what we had talked about is what relationship is. You know, your diet and your fitness can affect the relationship. Fellas, I hate to say it, you're a little heavy. It does affect your love tickle. Your grind is not what you think it is. And if your woman loves you, she's going to be nice and not tell you. But if you're honest with yourself, you're going to see it. Now, of course, when you start to get in shape, your energy level perks up, which then your stamina perks up. So there is a direct connection. You need to understand that aspect of it. Also, when couples work out, there's a proven fact that when you're working out, those endorphins that are given off, you know, it makes for bonding. It makes for that time together to be even more enjoyable. And also, being here for each other for as long as possible. Let's be real. Fitness and diet help sustain life. We've lost a lot of folks. And I don't know about anybody else that's listening, but I have noticed that so many people have checked out because of cancers in various forms. Tiff, you there? Okay, we're going to wait for my wife to come back in. But, you know, Tiff lost her mother in September. I lost my grandmother. Hey, what's up? Now we can hear you. So what was you saying there, darling?
What was I saying? I can't remember now.
But it's, so, okay, I'll take it. So anyway, like I was saying, it's just lost her mother in September to lung cancer. I lost my grandmother to liver cancer. And, you know, in some cases, these cancers are preventable. And working out and good diets can help edge these away. Now, it doesn't mean that you're guaranteed to not develop something wrong, but it has been proven that exercise sustains life, that good diet sustain life.
I want to ask that God forbid that if you are diagnosed with cancer, the healthier you are at the time that you're diagnosed and you begin treatment, you're more likely to recover easier and faster. It's a difficult process, and I actually went through the process with my mom and also a younger brother. And a lot of people don't realize that if you are healthier in the beginning of it, you're more likely to go into remission. You're more likely to be able to get through the treatments easier because the treatments are very harsh on the body. So that's something to think about as well. I remember actually what I was going to say before I had to call back. And I was going to say, a lot of times people are a slave to the scale. They look at the number on the scale and say, okay, I want to be this weight, I want to be that weight. When I'm working out, I don't think about how much I weigh. That's not my determining factor. My determining factor is similar to what I went through during the pregnancy. What's my blood pressure? What's my cholesterol? What's my blood sugar level? What the required nutrients that you should have in your body, are they at the levels that they should be? And that's information that you would get when you go to your doctor and they do a routine blood test. That's information that's important. Because you can be the weight you like to be, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're healthy. That doesn't necessarily mean that your good cholesterol is better than your bad cholesterol. It doesn't mean that you're not in jeopardy of having diabetes. You know, it's certain things that people don't realize that, okay, you look good, you're in a bikini, you're smaller, but are you healthy?
And then diet cholesterol.
Right. you die
yeah, because your arteries close up because clogged arteries doesn't necessarily
right.
mean that you have a lot of body fat. The arteries start to close up as early as 5 or 6 years old, depending on what type of diet that you were
yeah.
fed when you were a kid.
Yes.
Remember, and I always say this to folks to back up my point when I bring that up. Remember, Bill Clinton jogged
every day
he was president. He was going to a routine
checkup. He also ate
checkup.
McDonald's every day, too.
Every day. He ate McDonald's once a day. Figured, okay, that's his one, you know, bad meal. But he jogged every day. He was doing a routine checkup, and they found that he had a clogged artery. He had to have surgery. Now, if they didn't find that in time, he could have died of a massive heart attack while jogging. You got to understand that cholesterol is the thing that you really have to pay attention to, as well as your A1C, or as black folks say, your sugar. You need to know what your levels are, because if those levels have moved into the high-risk area, then there's some things you have to do automatically. I remember when my A1C, when the doctor had told me my A1C had creeped up over 6.4, and I was like, what? And then I knew that 6.4 or higher, you would be considered a diabetic. That was one of the first things I made sure is I changed certain aspects of what I was doing. So when he told me it was back down to 6.1 and 5.9, I was like, cool. Just like my cholesterol has been under 200 for the longest. My blood pressure is low. Actually, my doctor jokes. He's like, I don't know how you keep your blood pressure so low. And I explained to him, because I don't get stressed. I don't allow stress to creep into what I do. I don't care how angry, how depressed I get about things. I'm not going to allow it to sustain itself because life is too short. I am a big guy because I like food. Now I am changing the foods that I eat and changing what I do to this body because now I don't want to carry this around. But my spirit is not going to change. Actually, my spirit is going to fuel what I do. And for anybody listening, what you have to do is you have to look in the mirror. And I'm telling you, as a dude over 400 pounds who is getting smaller, is that you have to say, this is it. I need to do this for me first. I need to do this for my wife, my children, whoever. And then ask the Lord or whoever you pray to give you the strength to do it. And then create a plan and start somewhere. Because the alternative is death. No in-betweens. Earlier death, later death. But either way, death. How you want to do it? Because once you get north of 30, north of 35, you're closer to death than you realize. So if you want to, I'm not joking. When you get north of 35, there are things that if you're trying to do them now and if you don't want to take it serious, you are inviting death to the table quicker. Now, I think people have come to notice how many people are checking out because, and I said this to Tiff, I believe it is the food. I believe the reason why so many folks of color recently, in the last 10, 15 years, I'll say 10 years, has checked out. In my family alone, we have lost 6, 7, 8 people within like the last 2 years. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I want folks to understand it. I believe it's the food because I've seen older folks and younger folks check out. And I believe it's the food because I believe the radiated food from putting it in microwaves, the fact that it's processed to begin with, the fact that we've gotten away from natural foods, we've gotten away from vegetables, we've gotten away from things that are just everything that we used to eat. Our grandparents used to grow it and eat it, shot it,
yep.
killed it, eat it. Went to the butcher, fresh meat, bought it, cooked it, good. Not no put it in the freezer for months. You know, I used to live in South Jersey, so I know what it is to have a farm because we used to have acreage behind the house where we had sunflowers, cucumbers, squash, tomatoes. We had a peach tree, an apple tree, and we had fresh vegetables, and they were weird shapes. They were whatever, not these mutant things that I see sometimes in places. I go, what is that? I ain't never seen a cucumber that big or whatever
you know,
it is.
Because a couple of years ago when I went to Florida to judge the pageant, one of the other judges, her mother-in-law lives in Florida. So we had a day off to do whatever we wanted to. So we decided to drive to the mother-in-law's house and just spend the day with her. And she grew her own oranges. It was a few her pears. It was a few fruits and even nuts and different things that she grew in her yard. And it's so funny because she had the oranges on her table, and they were huge. They were nothing compared to the oranges that I'm used to seeing in the supermarket. And then she gave us some oranges to eat. When I tell you, these were the best tasting oranges I've had in a very long time. It was amazing. I said, you could actually tell the difference between her oranges that she grew right on her property and the ones that you would get from a supermarket. It was just amazing. And it's funny because I think about, like, my great-grandmother when I was younger, she had her own garden where she grew her own vegetables or fruits and different things. And it's sad that we've gotten so far removed from growing our own. And, you know, right now, Kale and I live in an apartment, but I always think about
microwaves.
We don't have a microwave. We don't use a microwave, and I'm thankful for that. But I'm almost, like, thinking I wish we had our own house so that we could have our own garden and grow our own fruits and vegetables and just, you know, stop depending on the mass markets for what we need as far as nutrition is concerned. Because like Kale said, we believe that a lot of the health issues that we're having has to do with some of the food that we're being given. You know, the animals are being fed steroids and there's preservatives in the food, and it's really taking a toll on us.
Yeah, so, I mean, like anything else, but you got to start somewhere, and you got to start saying to yourself, what is it that I want to do and how is it that I want to do it for myself? And you actually have to go out and start saying, I need to take advantage of this. It's the only way around it. There's no in between. There's no magic. And in relationships, it does give you something that you can actually start to bond on. Y'all prepare your meals together. When you go work out together, when you go on walk. When Tiff and I would go walk, it was interesting because I would say, Tiff, all right, you go. Or if my back would tighten up, I go sit down, and there's Tiff strolling, and I get back. Again, the endorphins that's given off, and then to be able to share that. And if you're an artist of any type, exercising helps release endorphins and chemicals that help that creative process. And like I said, when you get in better shape, the sex gets better. Let's just keep it real.
I was
and
just
so,
about to say, romantic side definitely improves when you get in better shape.
Get that thought out your head. T.I. the baby, so y'all ain't got to ask that. That's right. Anyway, go ahead.
It wasn't like, and it's not like Kale and I go through this abundance of weight, but just, I guess the extra adrenaline, the extra blood flowing through you because you're getting out there and you're walking and you're doing and you're exercising, it just causes all types of things to come to mind. And, anyway.
Exactly. But the idea is that, you know, couples have to realize, and then if you have children, children take their lead from their parents. Let's keep it real. Let's call it what it is. Children take their lead from their parents, and anterior sclerosis, you can look this up, and anterior sclerosis start as early as 5 years old because once we move children to meat, see, when you start off, you're giving them basically just vegetables, fruits and vegetables. And you're giving that tremendously heavy doses. All baby food is pureed fruits and vegetables. And it is when they get to starting with meat, most of us will grind up whatever meat we're eating. It's not like we're baking a chicken, stripping it, and saying, okay, let me grind this up for the baby. Once we start to move them away from baby food, which already does that, we're actually giving them adult food, but just pre-treated for them, meaning that we tear it apart, we strip it down or whatever, and some we just, here, you take your chicken bone, suck on this greasy chicken bone because, you know, you got some teeth now, not realizing that we're actually creating the negative diet that the child is going to absorb and, of course, want more of. Now, I want to show you something also about your taste buds. When you get out of the car at a barbecue, and you're on the outside of the house, or let's say in the front of the house, and they're cooking in the backyard, but the smell is wafting to the front. The minute that you smell the fat from the food, your mouth starts to water. Now, you don't know what they're cooking back there. They could be frying pelican. They could be baking pelican back there. Donkey, you don't know, but if it smells good, you automatically go, and you start, and some of y'all started licking your lips right now, started thinking about a barbecue that you've been to. That's how your taste buds are controlled by your brain. The key is, it is the fat. Fat in food gives it taste. But when you stay away from anything long enough, that's why you guys that have fasted or when you've done a fast, when you finally get to eat, I don't care what's given to you. Oh, my gosh, you think it tastes incredible. And I'll give you an example. When I go to work out, I have a little routine. I don't drink Gatorade, Powerade at all during the week. And I really don't drink it at any other point except when I work out. When I do my hour and I'm sweaty and I'm now just trying to come down, I go downstairs and I'm at Planet Fitness. When I buy that Gatorade, it's the only time I drink it is when I work out. It tastes incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes, and that's it. I don't need any more. I'm good. But your taste buds are controlled by your brain. If you can get your taste buds under control and understand that even though that tastes fantastic, it's killing me, and learn how to enjoy the way food tastes made another way with other things, taking the mayonnaise away and adding mustard, using other cooking things, other powders and other things instead of creamy sauces or whatever, you will learn to start tasting food again and appreciating the taste of the food. And you have to do that because it might take a little extra energy. And, yes, eating healthy does cost a little bit more. That's why you need to drink an abundance of water, because you're going to start finding trying to pay for healthy food is going to cost you because it's not the norm.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do it yourself, it's not going to cost you as much. So now the question becomes, what are you going to do and how are you going to do it?
Right.
And that's what I wanted to talk about tonight in relationships, because, like T said, it is hard when you're by yourself. It is very hard to do it by yourself, and you have to find others to help you. But this is where the internet is important. This is where Skype is important. You are no longer disconnected from the world when you're heavy, unless you choose to be.
Right.
When you're in a relationship, if your partner is on the road, phones are incredible now. You got FaceTime, you got other chats, you got everything needed. So you can talk to your significant other if they have a job that keeps them on the road. Tiff and I do it all the time. When your significant other's home, that's the time to get it in, to go work out, do whatever. Do things together like bowling like Tiff and I do. Go for walks. Do all that. And then if they can't be there, still continue to do you. Get your children involved. Hubby has to work and you're not really sure if you want. Tell your kids you want to go for a walk, because now you can't back out on them.
Right.
They got boundless energy. But you'll keep up with them because you don't want somebody pulling up and tossing them in the car like Man on Fire. So, you know, go to the park and go, who's that creepy dude? Why he come here with no kids? So either way, and you don't want to be in a situation where somebody going, no way that fat chick going to be able to run me down if I snatch your child. So use your kids to see, let them see you doing it. Let them get in the habit of eating certain foods without all that goop and all that other stuff. Now, they may not like it at first, but remember, you control the household. Don't give me, my son won't eat. Yes, he will. Let him starve
a
little
bit. If he's hungry enough, he will.
Did it right? That's what it is. Now, when he rolls around the floor and his stomach is touching his back and that baked chicken is still sitting there, you know what's going to happen? He's going to roll over to that chair. He's going to roll up into that chair. And he's going to start to pick at that baked chicken because his stomach is choking him out. Control your home and control yourself. Now, I make it sound easy. It is not easy. I want to reiterate that. It is not easy. But you have to understand, what's the alternative? If somebody put a gun to your head and said, do whatever, you do it instantly because you didn't want to die at that moment. Well, that's what I started to realize my choices were. Me putting guns to my head and steady loading bullets. Well, eventually, it's going to go off, and then what? So I had to make certain changes for me and then for my family. So now let me get back to this website. Now, you want to add something before I talk about sparkpeople.com?
Actually, go ahead. You can talk about Spark People.
All right. On sparkpeople.com, I just want to, and if you're close, I'm going to tell you why I use the site, and I really enjoy it, because on Spark People, especially you folks who love Facebook, right, when you set up your page, everything that you do on Facebook, you can do on Spark People. And I would advise anybody to make sure that they do that, because the thing is, it gives you access to people and things that are going on that's centered on getting better, that's centered on getting healthy. And that's very important, because one of the things I hear people say all the time is, I just don't know where to get the information. I don't know where. I don't know how to do this. I don't know what about the food, what about whatever. Everything is here. I'm actually trying to bring it up on my computer. My computer's been moving so slow lately. I've got to get it cleaned out. But
history.
Yeah, I just did that a little while ago. So let me see if I can log in here. Because you also have articles, you have videos, you have so much. Okay. And then you have, and this is why I wanted to get on, you have something called My Tracker. My Tracker will allow you to set up your nutrition, your fitness, your weight goals, your fitness goals, your nutritional goals. And then it has a little feature here that I really like, is when it says your other goals. And actually, I have to come here and change mine. Now, get 6 hours of sleep per day. It should be 8, but I was like, okay. These are some of them. I'm going to share with you some of my own. Get 6 hours of sleep per day, because at the time when I wrote this, I was not getting that much sleep. I was like, whatever. And Tiff presented me with an article, as well as she had been telling me I needed to get more sleep, and I found that she was 100% right. When I started getting more sleep, I did not eat as much. Another one is I put save $2 a day. Now, as crazy as that sounds, I made that a goal because, again, it was to teach me how to stay focused on the finances. Another one was write for 1 hour 5 times or more a week, read my Bible 3 times or more a week, walk the dog 3 times or more a week, send out 10 to 15 emails 2 times a week, do Taibo 3 or more times a week. And then I just have something here that says 1 time a week. I ain't even write what that one is, 1 time a week. And I said, walk up and down the stairs. Walk up and down the stairs in the building 3 times a week. I don't want to get robbed. But okay. And then the fast break goal. Some other goals is write a journal. Don't drink soda. Do 15 minutes of exercise while watching TV. Write a journal 3 times per week. Then you have long-term goals, which was lose 150 pounds. My medium-term goal was lose 75 pounds. Now, it says plan your week and day ahead of time in light of your goals. Get yourself small regular rewards for reaching short-term goals. Post and fill out your daily goal sheet. Post and fill out your weekly goal sheet. Now, that may seem like a lot, but here's the thing, and there's even more. Once you can get in the habit, just like you get on Facebook, the checking the status, once you get in the habit of doing some of this daily, you can for yourself start to see your positive production. You can chart that. You can look at that. You can see the things that's necessary and start to say to yourself, you know what, this is working. You know, and I give that to you because it's free. And you need to find a way to make that work for you. And there's no excuse when it's free. It's different if somebody was, now they have other things that you can pay for. There's tons of advertisements. But they're all advertising that have to do with fitness and diet and all that. Don't get caught in that. Now, there's another area that says articles and videos. Now, I used to have my students use this one because there's programs and videos. It even shows you how to do the exercise. The exercise is, excuse me. It actually shows you that. If it tells you what exercise you can do, it actually gives you a little click where you can click on it and shows you what the exercise is supposed to look like.
Now, let me ask you something, honey,
sure.
Because I know you like to use Spark People, which basically is like a social network for people who want, you know, to get in shape and start getting healthier. Now, I had started using some time ago Livestrong.com. And
what is that?
Livestrong. Yes, Livestrong.com.
Okay.
And one of the things I liked about it is that you could input everything that you consume for the day, and it would calculate the daily nutritional value, the calories, the sodium, the sugars, the vitamins and everything, just to let you know, if you're eating enough of a certain particular nutrient, or if you need to add more, or if you're eating too much of something and you need to cut down. Does Spark People have that same type of program?
Yes. When you put in your nutritional goals, it actually will show you everything that you need. Like when you can actually, it'll tell you, it'll give you recipes, groupings. If you want to group, it'll actually say, what did you eat? And when you click in a search, it'll break everything down. And then it'll tell you, it'll give you things that you can have for breakfast. And then you can click on substitutes because you can change. Like, let's say you don't like any things that they put there.
Mm-hmm.
You can change those. And the same thing. And then at the end of the day, you can see the reports. You can create a grocery list. You can create the meal plan for the week, and then you can see a report. So if, like, I just clicked on see today's report. So when I click on today's report, it would have everything that I ate, and then I can export that to data to a file. So let's say I wanted to now start seeing a trainer, and I want to show a trainer what I've been up to. There's even a water tracker on your page. So you can actually chart how many glasses of water that you had. So if you want to reach your water goals, and then at the end, it tells you what your weekly progress has been, how many calories, how much fat, how much carbohydrates, how much protein, and then it'll actually tell you if you want to change your nutritional goals, if you want to remove certain foods, and you can set up your plan all week. Now, as it has been written, it says those that create plans are more likely to stick with them because the time it took to create the plan, it gives you focus on where you need to be or where you're at. And this is daily. So all you have to do is think about it. Now, I'm going to put in, it says, what did I eat? So I'm going to say a McDonald's, McDonald's hamburger. So we put in a McDonald's hamburger.
The great thing about it is it calculates everything for you. So you don't need to know how many calories or how much sodium is in a McDonald's hamburger because it already has that information automatically set in.
Actually, I'll tell you right now. Let me see if it comes up. Okay, here it is. It actually just showed me when I went to put in the mix. Oh, wait a minute. It came up. Okay, I'm messing up here. It actually gave you a drop-down menu. Okay, here it is. So now that I put in Mick and D, and before I can even finish typing up, it has a list of all the McDonald's food. So it says McDonald's grilled chicken, Newman's Own Cobb dressing. So let's go to something that we know ain't no good. Okay, we said McDonald's cheeseburger. So I click on the McDonald's cheeseburger. So it actually says choose the best search result below to continue a search again. So there it is. It says McDonald's cheeseburger. Okay. So now I'm going to add that to my food tracker. And it says I had it. And then it's telling me that I had a McDonald's Wesley. Now let me see if I can find it, and we can actually see what that looked like. Now, where did I put it? But these are the things that goes on. Actually, I'm, I can't. Okay. Oh, see full nutritional health. There we go. Okay. Come on, my slow computer. I can't believe this. No, my computer's much. Okay, here we go. 300 calories, total grams of fat, 12. Saturated fat, 6 grams. So of the fat grams, 6 of it was saturated fat. Cholesterol, 40 milligrams, sodium, 750 milligrams, potassium, none, total carbohydrates. And now it actually shows the vitamins and everything else that's in it. And it actually tells you percent daily values are based on 2,000 calorie diet. Your daily goals may be higher or lower depending on your calorie needs. And then I can close. Now, by adding that, that has been added to what I've eaten. So now at the end of the day, when I put in everything that I had, so let's say I had a whole McDonald's meal, I can put that in. So now it'll tell me what I had at the end of the day, and you can go through this when you put in, and it tracks what you're doing. So at the end of the day, you can go back and look. Now, if you've worked with your doctor or you've worked with the nutritionist and they've given you set goals of protein, carbohydrates, whatever, you'll be able to see if you're staying within those constraints without driving yourself crazy and having to become no astrophysicist. You just simply put in what you had.
Also, what's important is people who only count calories. Again, there's more to nutrition and dieting than counting calories. Again, you need to know, as far as your daily allowance, what nutrients what vitamin, what minerals you receive. And those particular services like Spark People and Live Strong, they calculate all that for you so that you see, did I get enough vitamin A? Did I get enough vitamin C today? Did I get enough iron? And we don't know that by just eating unless you're putting that information in. And it's funny because I listen to people say, oh, you should have this many calories to lose weight, this many. But are you really keeping track of the nutrients that go in? Because it's not health. Being healthy is not just about calories. It's also about, are you getting the daily nutritional value for your body?
Are your calories filled with things that you need? And that's what you have to look at, is that if your calories are not filled with what you need, you could have got your 2,000 calories for the day, but you got no real nutritional value from it. And so now you're sitting there going, why haven't I lost weight? Why have I actually gained weight? And that's what you got to understand, is that you have to know that the protein, you have to know, you know, was your carbohydrates. Now, these are the things that, again, using the site to look and to look at articles on that, you can actually do that. And that's what I was going to when I'm saying when you look at the articles and videos. So, like right now, the articles and videos section, you know, I'm just going to click on nutrition. So when you click on nutrition and it comes up, now what you can do is it says today in nutrition. And it actually says, what's new? How low-cal picks, new low-cal picks at Panera Bread. What does 100 calories really look like? Three dinners with 10 minutes of prep work. Crispy garlic kale with chorizo. 10 packaged foods you should be eating. 15 slim-down comfort. Now, that's just what's new. But then you have Nutritional 101. You have conversion calculators. It has a dining out guide to help you if you go out. A mix and match meal planner, plan healthy dinners, nutritional FAQs, and facts, answers, and questions. But hold on 1 second. All right, nutritional question. Why does Spark People offer daily and gluten-free meals? Why doesn't? So you can look at the questions and see what people have asked and see if they're asking any questions that you're interested in. But this is how you use the site. And the good thing about it is, again, it's free. So if you think about the time that you're spending on Facebook, you now have in front of you a means to be able to, and this is look at Nutrition 101. Because, again, and this is things that you can do as a couple. You can set up a group page. You can set up a page, nutrients, carbohydrates, proteins, fats, minerals, and vitamins. Those are your nutrients. The body needs over 45 different nutrients each day. These nutrients are essential for health and must be provided in the foods eaten. These nutrients can be derived in five classes: carbohydrates, which are your starches, sugars, and fiber; protein, including 22 amino acids; fats, saturated, monounsaturated, and polyunsaturated; minerals, and vitamins. Now you may go, I don't know what any of that is. That's why you click on it. And once you click on the link, it'll actually take you to fats and oils, and it'll actually explain it to you. Your LDL is too high, reports to doctor, and then it actually explains the type of fat, dietary cholesterol, what LDL and HDL means. So anytime you can get the very information that just, and I know, come on, I know sometimes your doctor gives you back information and he reads it off and you say this very thing. Is that good? Don't act like you don't. What do I need to do? And the doctor says, well, no, that's the good fat. Just the bad fat. And we got to do something. You go, so what do I do? Well, here is the what do I do. You're now coming on, and it says the very low-density lipoproteins. That's the VLDL. And low-density lipoproteins, that's LDL. The high-density lipoproteins, that's the HDL. And that's the easiest way. I'm going to give you a little tip, and actually they stole it from me on Spark People, but I learned this in college. L equals lazy, H equals healthy. The more H that you have, the better you are. The more L that you have, the worse it is. L equals lazy, H equals healthy. HDL is good fat. LDL is bad. Remember that. And you're good. And you're on your way. And these are things that you and your partner, whoever your partner is, and if you're by yourself, do it by yourself. And they have a ton of information. That's why I said it to T earlier, and I said to anybody listening, it can take you days, weeks to figure out how you're going to use this, but use it. Now, this is stuff that I had to learn in school, but I come here to refresh myself all the time, and I give this to my students, and this is what I mean by teaching inside out. I teach the kids how to use this because I know they're tech savvy, and then I say go home and show mom, dad, sister, cousin, caregiver, step-parent, foster parent, whoever. Because now the parents can benefit from what I'm showing the kids, and hopefully I can offer to save some lives.
One thing I have to say, what I like about these websites is it makes it easy to use, so you don't have to do that much figuring out. Just like I said, you have to concentrate on the nutrients that you're receiving, the nutrients that you're intaking. Once you're inputting the food that you're eating on the website, if you're not getting a particular amount of nutrients, if you need to add more to your diet, it will give you suggestions on what types of food to eat in order to make sure that you're meeting that nutrient.
Unless
balance.
You're eating at Kennedy or Kennedy Fried or Kansas Fried or Flojo Fried or whatever, and you put the number 2 in, and you go, how come they ain't got the number 2? All right, let's be real. This is a site done by professionals. They're not really scoping out too many Kennedy Fried. So the Kennedy Fried number 2 may not be there. So you have to kind of build what it is that you actually had to give you a chance on how to correct that.
You say one fried chicken leg, and it'll estimate based on that what you're saying that you ate.
Exactly. But, again, the idea is using it. And once you put it in, and I'm going to tell you, it is very good because all of the fast food, regular fast food places, it has all of their menus. No matter what that you have, it will have it in there and be able to go, okay, you went to Kentucky Fried Chicken and had the two-piece whatever. You went to Kentucky Fried Chicken or you went to Taco Bell's or you went to Chipotle. Whatever national restaurant, and restaurants too, you can put it in and they'll break it down for you. And again, that's good to know, especially in the going out guide. Because again, as a couple, you're going out, you want to have something to eat, but you want to know. There's certain dishes at Fridays you should never have. They're like 3,000 calories. You eat that with a couple of beers and you might kill yourself. And sometimes it's dishes that you may not realize. There's some Alfredo dishes at Fridays that are so high in fat, it makes no sense. You're better off eating a bacon cheeseburger. And believe it or not, some bacon cheeseburgers, like Wendy's bacon cheeseburger, junior bacon cheeseburger, is only 330 calories. Now, the problem is it's going to be high in fat. But if you're just trying to stay under your calorie count, you can do that. But the problem is now your fats is going to be high. But, again, you can manage that because of the calorie content if that's what you want to do. Now, I wouldn't advise it too often, but if it's just something that you want to do and stay under your calories, cool, especially if you've kept your fat down for the day. It might be a cheat that you want to add. You can do that. But you got to know what's in things and know what you've done for the day to be able to be effective with it. Well, guys, it has been another great show of Reality and Relationships. Tiff and I try to bring you everything that we can to try to help you out. We have some exciting guests coming up. I'm not going to give their names out because I have to confirm them first, but we're definitely going to have some exciting guests coming up in the coming weeks. And, of course, depending on the situation with the baby, so if we're off the air, you'll understand, baby KL has gotten here, so it is what it is. But I want to say before we close, I want to thank T for calling in and sharing with us. And T, if you're listening, keep praying, doll. The Lord is not done with you yet. You're going to do the things you need to do. And if you need any information, just reach out. Don't hesitate. I'm here to help, and by helping you, it helps me. So whatever I can do, whatever I can help you with, just send me a message on Facebook, and I got you. And anybody else listening, anybody that comes back to listen to this, please take the information and give it to as many people as possible, because we need to start helping each other and save as many lives as possible. Start with your own, and then reach out to as many people as you can inside your home, inside your neighborhood, and then inside the state, and just keep it going around the world if possible. So this is KL, and I want to say thank you for tuning in to Reality and Relationships, and it is a blessing to be here each week to offer what we offer. Baby doll?
I want to say thank you for tuning in. We'll keep you updated on what is going on in Baby KL's world. Hopefully she'll be coming soon, and tune in next Thursday.
Yes, definitely. All right, so it has been a pleasure. Good night.
right. Ain't nobody got what we got.
GQ Palace Radio.
Yes. It's head up from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
Super Lover CN Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned into GQ Palace Radio.
From 8 to 10 p.m., I sit back, relax, and listen to GQ Palace Radio, Reality and Relationship, with KL and Tiffany Belvin. It's Buzz, baby.